Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine at the University of Oxford. We've spoken many times before about the relative lack of interesting new drugs coming forward for the treatment of colorectal cancer. Why is that important? It's important because this is a prevalent tumor type with a strong associated mortality. There's an interesting study that's been published recently in Lancet Oncology by an old friend of mine, Tamás Hikish, and his colleagues, looking at the effect of a new antibody, NEBP1, and quite a new, interesting composite clinical endpoint. We get very hung up on progression-free survival, overall survival, response criteria, conventional clinical endpoints. But there's no doubt that the regulatory agencies, particularly in Europe, are interested in drugs which may improve the quality of the patient's life. And I know that there are working groups trying to provide a framework of these new endpoints that might allow us to incorporate those into regulatory trials. The endpoint that was used in this study, and let me just be absolutely clear on this, was a composite of stable or increased lean body mass and stability or improvement in two of three symptoms, which included pain, fatigue, or anorexia. And this is at week 8 compared with baseline measurements. What they did was they gave an infusion of the antibody at 7.5 mg per kilogram. This was given every 2 weeks for 8 weeks. It was a randomized placebo-controlled study. The randomization was 2-1 in favor of the antibody. They recruited initially 333 patients. There were a variety of patients falling out for different reasons, predominantly disease progression, because these were patients with advanced refractory disease who had progressed through two lines of chemotherapy with oxaliplatin and an irinotecan-containing regime. So patients with advanced symptomatic disease, very common in all of our clinics. What were the results? So the results showed, in terms of this unusual endpoint, a new endpoint, they showed a benefit in favour of the antibody. What they found was that 33% of patients who received at least one dose of the antibody, one dose of the placebo, at least 33% of patients who received the antibody achieved this 8-week endpoint of stabilization and improvement in lean body mass and the various other symptoms, compared to only 19% of patients who achieved this primary endpoint who were in placebo treatment, and it's statistically significant. The authors did a variety of post hoc subgroup analyses, very small patient groups, inherently statistically unstable, and not really worth considering in any detail. They looked at the ERTC, CoQ-C30, and couldn't detect any differences in overall quality of life when they compared the two groups. And the authors went on to suggest that this may be considered a new standard of care for colorectal cancer. I don't think so. I think it's an interesting study. I think interleukin-1-alpha is an interesting target because in terms of the cytokine effector pathways that drive the inflammatory microenvironment in colorectal cancer, if you can knock out interleukin-1-alpha, then that should go on to reduce interleukin-6 levels. And interleukin-6 is a sort of master conductor of the cytokine cascade in a way. So I think we welcome the introduction of clever anti-inflammatory drugs. We know that inflammation is important in terms of determining symptoms, progression of tumour. I think this is an interesting study. But for me, too many subgroup analyses, too many patients falling out, and having a composite which includes either improvement in or stabilisation of things like pain, fatigue, weight loss, doesn't seem as important to me. If it were just about improvement of pain, if all the patients were putting weight on, improving fatigue, then that would have a much stronger benefit as far as I feel. If it's just stabilization, i.e. the pain doesn't get worse, but pain is still there, or you've lost a lot of weight, but it stabilizes a little, or you're fatigued, but it doesn't get much worse, feels a little soft to me. So I think that this composite endpoint they've used has maybe blurred the margins too much. And I don't think I agree with the idea that this is a new standard of care, far from it. I know that there are ongoing larger trials which will be looking at conventional endpoints, combining this interesting antibody with conventional chemotherapy, and that may give us a truer idea in a larger setting whether symptoms can be truly improved rather than just stabilised. Nevertheless, a new treatment modality, it attacks a component of the tumour, not just the, of course, epithelial tumour itself, but the microenvironment, which I think is really, really important. And I guess let's watch this space to see with the larger randomised trials whether this antibody can prove itself further, and perhaps through those trials, then it might, if positive, be considered a new standard of care, but not quite on the basis of this interesting study. Thanks for listening, as always. But for the meantime, Medscapers, over and out. Thank you.